USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States continues to average more than 200,000 new coronavirus cases per day, adding more than 222,000 on Thursday. Another 3,900 people died of the virus, pushing the total death toll near 380,000. The continued rise in infections coming as vaccination rates appear to be picking up. The CDC says that more than 11 million Americans have now received their first dose of the vaccine, with more than 30 million doses having been distributed. A strong earthquake shook Indonesia early Friday, setting off landslides and collapsing homes. At least three people have been killed and more than 200 injured on the island of Sulawesi in central Indonesia. The magnitude 6.2 quake struck after midnight local time, displacing thousands. Authorities say at least 10,000 people are currently in temporary shelters. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A team of researchers from the World Health Organization has arrived in Wuhan, China to try to track down the origins of the COVID pandemic. Lance Bry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
The WHO actually propagated a false narrative that this was not contagious. That was China's narrative when they knew that it was highly contagious, and also WHO doctors knew that it was contagious, and yet the organization went ahead and propagated that narrative, which lulled public health officials into not taking actions that they should have.
And the United Kingdom has banned flights from South America and Portugal over fears of a new variant of coronavirus emerging from Brazil. UK nationals will still be allowed to return from those countries, but will be required to quarantine for 10 days after arrival. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
State capitals across the country are beefing up security after an FBI warning that armed protests were possible leading up to Inauguration Day. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells ABC News about the preparations being made at the state capitol in Richmond ahead of those possible protests.
Well, unfortunately, we have experience here in Virginia. We had the riots in Charlottesville back in August of 2017, and then we had a lot of armed protesters in January. And so we have some experience. We're obviously working with our local law enforcement, our state police. We have Capitol Police here. And we also have the National Guard available. So we have prepared. Unfortunately, fences are up around our state's capital. The bottom floor, the windows have been boarded up. It's an unfortunate situation, but we've made it known to these individuals that if they come here looking for trouble, that we're ready and the outcome is not going to be good for them.
And two head coaching vacancies in the NFL being filled on Thursday. The Jacksonville Jaguars announcing the hire of Urban Meyer to be their next head man. Meyer was a college football analyst for Fox and has three national championships under his belt from his time at Florida and Ohio State. And the New York Jets have hired Robert Saleh for their head coaching vacancy. Saleh had been the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers for the last three seasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.